بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أدلك على كنز من كنوز الجنة؟ قلت بلى يا رسول الله. قال لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى أشعري رضي الله تعالى, a very great صحابي of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, says Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed me and he asked me, O Abu Musa, should I not show you and indicate to you a treasure of the treasures of Jannat? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala that if he wants to know about a khazana, a treasure of the treasures of Jannat. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala immediately said, Ya Rasulallah, definitely. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought him this treasure, which we will discuss today inshallah, a khazana of Jannat. In fact, in one hadith it is mentioned, it is that treasure which is found beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot attach any price to it. It is priceless. It is so precious, like how we have precious gems and jewels and gold coins that we store and we stock up and we treasure. Like that, in fact far greater than that, is this treasure that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches the sahabi of his, and many other sahaba were also taught the same treasure, and that is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So easy to say. It is the month of Ramadan. Whilst we are busy engaged in our other duties the entire day, there are many, many azkar that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And this is a golden opportunity. As in one riwayat it is mentioned, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, when he met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the night of Mi'raj, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly, convey my salam to your ummah. And on this we say, wa alaykum as-salam also. Now according to one riwayat which Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell your ummah to increase the trees and the plantation of Jannat. Nabi Kareem asks, how is this possible? So according to one riwayat it is mentioned and that tell them to recite in abundance, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hazrat Awf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala, he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, the enemies have taken my son and they have kidnapped him. My wife is very parishan, she's worried, and a few days have gone by and he has not yet returned. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, and this is mentioned in Ma'rif al-Quran, in Ruhul Ma'ani, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, according to one riwayat, you and your wife adopt and inculcate in yourself taqwa and recite in abundance, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Read many, many times, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Immediately, they begin reciting, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. You see, within a few hours later, the son of Awf bin Malik al-Ashja, his name was Salim radiallahu ta'ala, he managed to break loose from the hands of the enemy. And not only that, he manages to get some camels also which belong to the enemy. And he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he returns home safely. So then the parents were so delighted and so happy. And they go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, our son has come back. But he has brought some camels which does not belong to him but to the enemy. Is this halal and jais for us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes an opening for him from all his difficulties. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah provides for him from avenues and sources that he did not even imagine. So this was halal for him also. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, I recited la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Tadri ma tafsiruha? Do you know what is the tafsir of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu says, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Sahaba full of humility. Allah and his Rasul know best. Please inform me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to him, La hawla an ma'siyatillahi illa bi'ismatillah, wa la quwwata ala ta'atillahi illa bi'awnillah. That there is no strength, a person has no strength whatsoever, to stay away and to refrain from any guna, from any disobedience, but with the assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I cannot just stay away from gunas on our own. Yes, we have the courage, we take the first step. But it is only the fazl and karam and mercy and the help and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that helps us to stay away from these gunas. And you and I cannot perform any good action and we cannot accomplish any good deed but with the assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us tawfiq to come here and to make sehri and to come for fajr salat and who will enable us to keep our roza. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us and provides that assistance to us to stay away from gunas and to perform good deeds. Therefore the ulama have said, that person who recites la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance, he will get an inclination to do good deeds and he will get some assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to refrain from gunas. Therefore Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that these words, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, they are kalimatu tafweez, kalimatu tafweed, kalimatu istislamin wa tafweed. These words show submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person surrenders and he hands and he entrusts all his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I'm making tafweez of all my affairs to you. You take charge of all my affairs. And a person now acknowledges, he confesses, he realizes that he is unable. وَأَنَّ الْعَبْدِ لَا يَمْلِكُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ شَيْئًا. He is unable to do any good for himself, nor can he ward off any evil on his own accord, but with protection and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this month of Ramadan again, we will discuss inshallah, and Mawlana will come, he will discuss also some important wazaif, some du'as which are mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. Let us inculcate this in our lives and recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance, and then we will see the benefit of this. Hazrat Makhul, a tabi'i, he was a mufti of Syria. He never used to give any fatwa before reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And he mentions that a person who recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa in abundance, then it is a cure from 70 calamities. And it removes 70 balas, the lowest of which, or the lightest of which is poverty. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah, he mentions, it is a cure for 99 diseases. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is a cure for 99 diseases, and the lightest of that those diseases is ham, which means grief. Many times we suffer grief, remorse, we lose hope. A person who recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, he will find, he will gain the courage, and the grief will be removed from his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-'aliyyil 'azim abundantly. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.